Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great day yesterday in Philly sports. Goddard is retained and the Phillies win. And I think there's a real feeling of positivity with the Phils, more so than there's been in about 4 or 5 weeks now, which is really, really good to see. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday morning. By the way, this morning is a unique one as the world of golf comes to our backyard today. So the PGA Tour in town for the next couple days at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, $100 to whatever listener can get Rory McIlroy to call into our show. You got till 10 o'clock today or tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Rhea, will $100 get it done with someone to get Rory to call in?
No.
Probably not, but you never know.
You always got to take a shot.
There might be a caddy listening right now at that golf course.
He's tight, like, with Rory.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I got a little inside access to his guy and his guy and his guy and get to Rory. Rory. First off, if you're supposed to be golfing right now, wake up if you're still sleeping. Second thing, call our show. We'd love to hear from you. All right. We'd also love to hang out with you. Really, I think, very cool thing that the Phillies do on an annual basis. They're fantastic auction. They raise a lot of money, obviously, for really important causes. And this year, the Phillies Fantastic Auction benefits the ALS, United Mid-Atlantic, and also Phillies Charity. So they're doing great work. And you can get involved in this. First off, let me say this. 68 different items available for bidding for the next week and a half. This goes through May 18th. So through May 18th at 9 p.m. that night, you can see all the items, the 68 items at phillies.com/fantastic auction. There is one item that relates to our show. And
it's going to be a rager.
The item with us?
I think so.
I mean, I'm ready to get down.
You better like up your game. You know?
I mean, if Joe, it's during the week...
Yeah, you're not a big rage during the week guy.
I don't tip him back during the week. Now, if it's weekend,
I'll tip him back anytime.
Yeah, I know you will. So here's how you can get involved with our show and our thing, and we hope to see you. So that one of the items is for four people, you and three guests, to get four tickets to a Phillies game. At that game, you get a behind-the-scenes tour of Citizens Bank Park way before the game. So I'll tour Citizens Bank Park. You then head down to watch batting practice from behind home plate. So Bryce Harper, Schwarber, batting practice right in front of you. You're
so cool.
You're right there.
Man.
That's like a bucket list thing in and of itself.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm standing behind the fence, like the little fence, the cage, right behind the cage.
And like last year,
next to whoever wins this bid,
correct.
We're going to be standing right there. Like, correct. I can reach out and almost touch the batter.
Yeah, you might. You might get removed from the premises
I would say
if you
don't
do that.
Do that. Yes. Yeah.
Don't try
unless
it.
Unless it's the other team.
Oh, well, like that.
And then injure the guy, knock him out for the game.
You can certainly heckle them.
All right, so
Juan Soto injured by local radio host.
All right, so you get batting practice. Then you're going to head to the CP Ranking Club, where we're going to be hanging out and having dinner with you. So we look forward to that. And then, of course, you settle in for the game, and you got four seats in the front row. Oh, and by the way, the Phillies will flip you an autographed baseball of whichever Phillies player you want on the current team. That's a great item. Get bidding on this and all of the items at phillies.com/fantastic auction. Again, it's all for a great cause, and we hope that you're able to bid generously, and let's get that price
so
up.
So they're actually going to flip from the dugout the ball that's signed by
sure.
the player that you
You took the flip literally, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
pretty cool.
Kind of like when, who was it the other day? Stott threw a bad flip to Trey. Mm. People were blaming Trey for not turning that double play. Not a good flip for
Bryson Stott is an unbelievable leadoff. He is an unbelievable
he's done a nice job.
Leadoff.
Well, the
hitter.
Big case, he's
whether, just shrewd.
He's bounced back from last year.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Well, okay,
yeah.
last was year he was unable to do what he wanted to be able to do.
Like, I agree.
He knew how to do it better. He just couldn't physically accomplish
it
that.
It puts last year in greater perspective.
It's great
yeah.
to see.
Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here this hour. We're also going to have some fun with Drop of the Week and more. Jordan right now at Princeton. Good morning, Jordan.
What a great day to wake up as a Philadelphia sports fan,
it is.
Isn't it, ladies and gentlemen?
Jordan,
hey,
can you get us Rory McIlroy on the show?
You know, I've watched him play in the PGA Championship, and I saw him at the Masters a few years ago, but unfortunately, I do not have that kind of pull. Yelling mashed potatoes after he makes contact with the ball does not ingrain you with a relationship to a PGA Tour player.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's it is funny. I don't know why mashed potatoes became
Joe,
the thing.
I've always wondered it. It's such a weird thing. I've always wondered.
And Jordan,
why.
I'll say this for everyone that's going to the, you know, over the next 4 days, the tour.
The tourist, yeah.
I am just, I know because I stink at golf, I think of this, and those guys are the best of the best, but I'm just amazed that a fan never gets smoked off the tee when they're standing right in the tunnel way.
But not one bad hit. You
I mean,
know what
not
I mean?
One.
I'm Joe, I'm with you.
Because all it takes is one shank and you can, like, kill somebody.
Literally. Yeah.
And they stand right. Like, I would not stand there. I would be afraid, but I'm a wuss. So, what are you going to do?
Fearful person,
I am.
Though.
I am a fearful person.
So, the riding of a roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Will you consider it?
I like Space Mountain because it was dark and I couldn't say.
Man, so do you plan on ever riding a roller coaster?
I'm a turn the lights off kind of guy.
Oh, I see what you did. So, oh,
no.
Oh, dear.
Do you plan on ever riding a roller coaster?
That was a good idea,
again?
Right? Oh, dear. Not really. All right, Jordan, what do you got on the fighting Phils, man?
That's lame.
Fighting back.
I got to congratulate you, Joe. You successfully diverted everyone's attention away from your love of McDonald's with the crabbling weenie from the strip club. And that reminded me of a Seinfeld bit where George is sitting with his mother and he goes, they have lobster on the menu. Today's the day. Someone's going to order a lobster. So you made their day by ordering that crabbling weenie. So good for you there.
Well, the chef was like, wait, we have that on the menu?
Oh,
okay.
There's a chef? The chef is like, wait, there's a chef?
John, it's good food. Just trust me, it's good food. Yeah.
Hey, who of us haven't availed ourselves of a strip club lunch buffet at some point?
You're well, that's a whole nother thing.
American man.
Dude, I'm
I
always.
Not.
That's a tempting one because they're often free. And it's like, what are you to do? Seltzer, what are you to do? You get a free meal.
I'll pay somewhere else. I'll be fine with it.
I would skip the strip club buffet.
All right, Jordan, you pumped up on the Phils,
I might
man?
Consider the crabs over the buffet.
Jordan,
yeah.
Jordan, are you pumped up?
I am beyond pumped up on the Phils. And you know how you can tell when someone's not a real baseball fan? When they complain about the length of the season. To me, the beauty of baseball is the length of the season. And unlike last year where we started out hot and went to London and lost all of our steam, I'm watching a team that's slowly building confidence as they figure out this new identity. Some aging bodies, a couple of new pieces in there. And I'm really watching them figure it out. And last night, this couldn't have been a more perfect baseball game.
Yeah, they played great. They played a great game last night. They really did.
you know, even when we were complaining about them during that tough two-week stretch, they were never below 500. So I think this is a really strong team, and I think that as they continue to progress and figure it out, a couple of the pieces come into place. But I got to tell you, not only having Taiwan in the bullpen as our middle reliever guy, I mean, to have a guy who actually can go two or three innings, we really don't have that right now. Lost Hoffman, nor that middle stretch guy. So it's great to have him there. I'm even more pleased that Topper didn't pull him, because we know how much he likes to pull pitchers before they're ready
to go. Well, that
to
was, but Jordan, just, you know, that was also intentional because they're trying to keep him stretched out, because they, and Rob Thompson even said after the game, they may go to a six-man rotation, and they're trying to keep Taiwan stretched out. So that was strategic, but also effective. All right, give me an answer. Who or what is deep?
This is going to be a John Ritchie answer. The Kola Super Deep Borehole was a science experiment in Russia. It is the deepest man-made hole on the planet, going 40,000 feet into the earth.
Whoa!
It's deeper than the Mariana Trench, and it's taller than Mount Everest.
So wow. What did they do that for?
Good question.
Wait. Get to the center of the earth, obviously.
Trying to look into
the
core?
Are they trying to see if they can get through the other side?
To America,
the old
joke. They're trying to figure it out.
It's one of those things I would just advise humans not to do.
Joe, I'm right there with you, dude. Just, like, this, like, do we really need to dig deep?
You're going to hit the wrong thing.
You just dug the whole way down to, like, the...
We go off our orbit, and the next thing you know, we fly out to Mars, and everybody dies.
That's how science works.
How far down did he say?
40,000
feet? 40,000.
So you dug down to, like, the magma? Like, is it now boiling up out of that hole that you just dug to the other side of the earth?
You dug 10,000 feet deeper than planes fly in the sky.
I'll say this. I don't know if I believe it.
10,000 feet deeper than Everest is tall.
Yeah, I don't know. That's wild. Hey, great job by the Phils last night. One of the more impressive wins of the year. Sanchez was the main star because as a starting pitcher, he did what you want him to do. Give up no runs, six innings. Taiwan, another star, you know, in three innings. But the bats really came alive. By the way, this is the seventh time in 10 games that the Phillies have scored seven or more runs. That's very impressive. That's really stringing it together. The fourth inning was the big inning. So Trey got it going early for the Phillies with a home run. But then in the fourth inning, the Phillies really cranked it up. Let's listen as it was Rojas that had the first RBI.
Boz ready, and the pitch. He's showing bunt, pushes it back towards the pitcher. Boz has it, flips to the plate, and they don't get the out. Glove hand flip by Shane Boz, but JT will score. And Johan Rojas gets the bunt down in the RBI, and it's a 2-0 Phillies lead.
The exceedingly rare RBI bunt by a player. I mean,
that was an awesome bunt.
It was really cool, man.
Didn't even try to make the throw on that bunt.
It was great. It was great. All right, so short time later, it was Stott that tacked on another.
Two on, one out. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball the other way. That's going to be through for a base hit into left. Bohm coming around third. He'll be waved to the plate. The throw will go to third. Nobody's there to cover. Rojas is there safely. Caminero has to dive to make sure it doesn't go into the dugout. It's an RBI single for Bryson Stott, and it's a 3-0 Phillies lead.
This is one of those fun innings because they just kind of kept advancing and hitting and moving and hitting, and then Trey got it going more.
Now Turner, who homered his last time up, he punches one through the right side for a base hit. In to score is Rojas. Stott will stop at second, and Trey Turner with his second hit of the night. And it's 4-0 Phillies.
And then the guy who, of course, I think we all hope is the main guy, because he's certainly supposed to be. Schwarber's been their best hitter this year, but Bryce is supposed to be their best. And Bryce had a hit. It was still sort of...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
early. It's fourth inning. But you kind of thought at this point, Phillies are going to hold on to win this game.
Long set and the pitch. Swung on, line to left center field, a base hit towards the alley, and it's rolling all the way to the track. In to score is Stott. Turner coming around third. He's being waved home. The relay is not in time. A two-run double for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies breaking it wide open. They lead it 6-0 here in the fourth.
Very impressive by the Phillies last night. Very, very good. And really, for me, the first time since the first week of the season, I feel truly pumped up. Last couple weeks, you know, 2 weeks, encouraged. Now I'm past encouraged. Now I'm excited, and that's a good feeling. Let's get to John calling from Doylestown. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe, and hi, John, James, and Rhea.
Hi, John.
I wanted to comment on you, John, real quick about the Egyptians. It's because of the hieroglyphics that we know through millennia that 9% of the population is left-handed.
No way.
So I thought I would comment on that. But,
wow.
You know, I wanted to talk about the Philly team. Number one, Goddard. I'll take him for 12 games a year. He is one of the most aggressive tight ends after the catch in the league.
Why just for 12?
Highlights.
John.
Never played 17, he's saying. He's saying he's okay with the, right. Even if he misses games.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yep. It's such a shame. I really do feel like if that were different, if that bottom line, if that 12 were more like 15 in the Eagles' minds, we'd be talking about a $20 million a year tight end for the next 4 years.
Well, when you take the Joe Banner scenario of anybody over 30, you get rid of them. You know, hopefully that Goddard can stay healthy. But yeah. I wanted to talk about the Philly team. Number one, great for the Eagles and great for the Phillies. I'm praying for the Flyers. I don't know what they're doing. And as far as the...
Well, I tell you what they've been doing. They've been playing possum. And the question, and it is similar to when Hinkie was playing possum with the Sixers, the question is, when are they going to emerge and try to win? And try to win, I define it as two things. One, you bring in players from the outside that you actually have to pay. It's like when the Sixers actually paid J.J. Redick. It's like, all right, I think they're actually trying to win now. It's like when the Phillies initially got Arrieta, and they didn't win, but they got Arrieta, and they got that first baseman. What was that guy's name? The guy that batted
Carlos,
like,
Santana?
That guy.
Sure.
They gave him money. It's like, all right.
The guy who took the TV to the bat.
Yes.
The bat to the TV. Yeah.
So, John,
I liked Carlos.
Well, but here's
the plan.
He didn't smash the TV.
Playing.
Everyone was playing games.
But John, the point is, I'm waiting for the Flyers to make a signing that signifies, all right, they're trying to win. The other thing, of course,
it's a good
is,
example, Joe.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
And the other thing is, stop trading players away at the trade deadline. Now listen,
yeah, I'm done with that.
It's been strategic, and it better pay off because two times they had a chance to make the playoffs and dumped like a bunch of guys. So. Oh, by the way, Jonesy is going to be in studio. When is it, Ray? Is it next week?
The 20th. Tuesday the 20th.
So we're going to...
So a week from Tuesday. Or no, I'm sorry, 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Yeah, so in 2 weeks from now, basically. So was that 12 days from now?
Yeah, 12 days from now.
So we'll get more answers, John, but we're all... Look, we know at some point they're going to turn the corner, but patience is wearing thin on waiting.
Well, I wanted to comment on the Sixers. I haven't watched the Sixers since they lost to Toronto in 19.
Wow.
I'm just so fed up with the NBA... You know, a la the 60, count them, 60 three-pointers by the Celtics in the first game. I mean, it's not, as this one guy who I know, it's a great story, Joe, since you're a basketball guy, I'll be real quick. He's the assistant coach of development for the Knicks. My friend coached him in Ireland in the 80s. I watched him coach my friend's team at Georgetown in the 90s. He is the best shooter in the world.
Wait, you're saying he played for the Hoyas in the 90s?
No. Oh, he was there during practice showing the girls how to shoot.
Gotcha.
And specifically from the foul line. His name is Dave Hopla. He was always hired by the best players, Jordan and Barkley. Yeah, I'll meet you in Japip for 10 grand for the weekend. He has all these records, but he's writing a book, Dave Hopla. You have to look him up. And it's called Not Basketball Anymore. And I just thought of you because... It really is a shame. I mean, the three-point shot to me.
It is. Tatum took one where it could have been a wide-open dunk for Al Horford. He took a shot and missed it. I will tell you this, though, John, because I agree with your point for the most part. But the NBA playoffs have been really exciting the last 3 weeks. And it's a reminder of how great, even with the ridiculous three-point shooting propensity, how great basketball can be when players play and try hard.
When tough players play and play tough. I mean, I do think that the Knicks are bringing toughness back to the NBA in a lot of cases.
It's like, been,
I love watching
them. I enjoy watching them too, but here's the other thing. It's wide open.
Which is awesome compared to, like, I know we like greatness, but our whole lives, practically, we knew who was going to win.
John, here's what's it's funny that you brought up that Sixers-Raptors series, because I thought of it last night, and I texted a friend about it yesterday. So, I don't know if you know this, John. There has been a different NBA champion every year since 2019. I mean, you can say since 18 when the Warriors won that one, but I'm going 19, because then the Warriors came back in 21. So, since 2019, different champion every year. Now, what am I getting at? Think about if I told you in 2019, when the Sixers had all that young talent, all those picks, and all that cap space.
Oh, God.
That there's going to be a different NBA champion for the next 6 years. By the way, first time since the 70s, different team since before Bird and Magic.
That's what I'm saying, our whole life.
And this is even longer than that. If I told you 6 years ago, six different teams are going to win the next six titles, you'd put good money on the Sixers being one of them.
Yeah,
right?
Man,
I mean,
probably.
You would have.
Probably.
You really would have.
Yeah.
So, anyway, John, I'm kind of encouraging you to try to watch some of it because it's been good, but I get your point. Give me an answer. Who or what is deep?
The movie. Actually, it's more dark than deep, but the movie, Seven.
You know what? You're not wrong. I mean, I got no problem with that answer. John, what do you think of that as a...
Sure.
It is more dark than deep, but it's got... Here's why it's deep, because of the seven sins.
The sins, like the whole killing, the way the killer kills, the method, the thought behind it. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a great answer. All right, up ahead in 1 minute, drop of the week. We normally do it on Friday. We're moving it up today because James is off tomorrow, and we got some great stuff up ahead in 1 minute.
Mother's Day. It's time to honor the moms in our lives, the ones who gave you unconditional love on your worst days, and those women who hold your home together, mom to your children, and she's your best friend, too. Now it's your turn to give back with the timeless gift from Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square is your destination for timeless, beautiful, and meaningful gifts for all those we call mom. Show your love and gratitude with classic diamond earrings, a stunning diamond bracelet, an elegant diamond pendant, or the perfect forever symbol of your gratitude, a sophisticated diamond eternity band. Or browse Benari's extensive collection of famed designer David Yurman with the largest selection of David Yurman in all of Greater Philadelphia, from cable and chain bracelets to pendants with eye-catching precious colored stones. Whatever you choose, Benari promises exceptional quality and uncompromising craftsmanship, just what mom deserves. Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, so Twitter poll question of the day, speaking of the NBA playoffs, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who would you rather see win this series going on, the Celtics or the Knicks? Two classic Sixers and, if you will, sort of Philadelphia sports rivals, New York and Boston. Who would you rather see win the series, Celtics or Knicks? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, Rhea, true or false? I think the answer is true, but give me your answer on this. The Celtics rivalry at its height was more, there was more rival intensity to it than the Eagles-Cowboys at its height. True or false?
I would, at its height? Yeah, because they were both good.
Yeah.
I think so,
too. I think that's the difference.
I do, too.
They're both competing for titles, and that doesn't happen with
Dallas Eagles
that often.
In the 60s and in the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Wilt and Russell, and you had Doc and Bird. I mean, they literally had their hands around each other's throat.
I mean, and Danny Ainge had a punchable face.
Great story.
Literally had that,
I got to get this in real quick, and then we're getting a drop of the week. I heard Robert Parris talking recently. So for those that don't know, if you're
Chief.
On the— Chief, if you're on the younger side, Dr. J and...
How old is he now?
Well, probably
like 60 or something,
So Dr. J and Larry Bird squared off in 1984 in a very famous fight. And the first two guys on the scene, this gave Doc a tremendous advantage, were Moses Malone and Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
They were holding Larry Bird's arm so he couldn't throw a punch, and Doc's just wailing away. It was like 3-on-1 for a little bit there. Robert Parris said recently he did not get in on the action. Because he was annoyed that day at Larry Bird.
No way!
He thought Larry Bird had done him dirty, not supporting him in a contract negotiation.
No way!
And so he didn't get in there.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. That is tremendous.
I can't believe it took 40 years for that to come out, too.
How awesome is that? All right, job for the week. We normally do it on Friday. James is off tomorrow. We did some earlier today. We got another batch right now over, frankly, a couple weeks. Let's crank it up.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski?
Of the week.
Did it fall?
It's funny the stuff you hear years later sometimes. It really is.
Well, that it was like the very first drop on our show. It was number one.
I'll give you a years later thing. Now, maybe this was known in 08. I don't know, but I've heard this in subsequent years. When that Game 5 borderline fiasco of the Phillies World Series with the Rays went down, and the rain thing, and like, are the Phillies going to win the World Series and a rain delay? And like, because technically they had claim. If the Rays hadn't scored that run, Phillies could have had claim because there was no rule to say the game wouldn't have counted. Fox was like, hell no. Fox was telling Major League Baseball, you're not removing our right to broadcast the games and claiming the World Series
is
over.
They were right, too.
I'm just telling you. I mean, it was.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, imagine if the World Series ended like that. Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah, the hypothetical.
It blew my mind that they ever started that game.
Well, that's one way to look at it. I'll say this. It blew my mind that with the World Series having started in 1903, and this was 2008, that they never had a rule in place.
Yeah, it's a great point, John.
I mean, how do you have 106 years of playoff baseball and no one comes up with...
I have the answer.
Great point.
I have the answer, Joe.
What?
That's baseball.
That's baseball. That's right.